Country Bob FM.
Almanac, how are you? Good morning. Ooh. Welcome. Almanac Neil, as soon as he hears the, what are your first thoughts when you hear the kazoo?
Oh boy.
Bad music?
Yeah. No. It's a challenge, Jim.
The music is good, it's just not interpreted very well.
At times.
TV theme.
Okay, TV theme.
Will be today's topic.
Bugle Boy of Company B. I know it is. I know what TV theme that
is. We just played it, I think, a few days ago. We were talking about him. He made his debut on this show. Started in Philadelphia. Kids would dance.
Bandstand with Dick Clark. Yes. Bandstand.
We got to win. Bandstand.
Today, I give it a 9. I could have danced to that.
Yeah, very much so. Right. People dancing to my kazoo.
Right.
LaFave Companies bringing you the Almanac, hiring company drivers, owner operators, and carriers. Check them out. LEFTruck.com. That's LeftTruck.com. And at the end of the Almanac, we are going to give away not one, but two pairs of tickets. So we'll need two people with the correct answers.
Sure.
First two callers with the correct answer to whatever question we come up with.
Okay.
From what will be mentioned during the Almanac. Keep it here for a chance to win those John Conley tickets. 7 o'clock show tomorrow, Paramount Theater in St. Cloud.
Yesterday's
Almanac, I went back and reviewed. We went more than 20 minutes. I try to keep it less than 20 minutes. Are you going to issue a written warning?
Moratorium, yeah.
Maybe a written warning on that. We were a little too high there. We'll try and keep it under 20 today.
We're going to keep it down.
Wednesday, July 11th, 192nd day of the year, 173 left to go. Aaron Burr, third vice president of the United States, shot former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton on this date. It was the big duel.
Yes.
It was the big duel. And you know what they were fighting over? Politics.
Oh, politics.
I mean, just like today, people fight. I mean, it's no different. 2018, 1804, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It happened on the banks of the Hudson in New Jersey. That would have been like today, you know, at this current time, Steve Mnuchin versus Mike Pence. If they were to go to the banks of the Hudson River and duel it out, the Treasury Secretary, and actually Alexander Hamilton was no longer the Treasury Secretary at that time. He was the former Secretary of Treasury. He's one of the guys that kind of started the whole money thing.
Yeah.
He's one of the founding fathers.
And that was kind of a dueling spot. They had other duels.
That's where everybody went. Yeah.
That's what. Okay. Yeah. You didn't go out on Main Street at high noon. No, you went out, you know, you went out to, out to that spot
wherever
in New Jersey and did it there.
And people would gather and watch.
Yeah.
There were people there watching. There were witnesses.
Yeah,
Hamilton shot too high. He went for the head, and instead Burr went for the body.
Yeah.
Body shot. And Hamilton would die the next day. 1914, Babe Ruth made his major league debut. Now, he started his pro career. He's playing with the Baltimore Orioles, which was a minor league team at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he lived in Baltimore. Didn't he grow up in Baltimore?
Up,
because
yes.
That's where they dug out his outhouse.
They dug out
Babe Ruth's outhouse and found some artifacts.
He was like in an orphanage there.
So the Boston Red Sox purchased him. That's how it happened back then. You know, there were minor league teams, International League and American Association and the Federal League, but they weren't really affiliated like they are now. Basically, the major league teams had just purchased their contracts from those minor league teams.
And he was a pitcher.
Yeah, and he pitched on this date, and I think they beat Cleveland on this date with Babe Ruth pitching for the Boston Red Sox. 1955, Congress authorized all U.S. currency to say, "In God we trust." Now, originally, they wanted to put "In Congress we trust," but nobody would go for that. 1955. 1967. You know the opening of that song.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Kenny Rogers would form the First Edition. A bunch of his buddies from the New Christy Minstrels.
Sure.
Kim Carnes, though, didn't come over. She stayed, I think, with the New Christy Minstrels. But he formed the First Edition on this date. That was their first big hit, just dropped in. And do you know who did that backwards guitar? The guy is such a good guitar player, he can even play it backwards.
Glenn Campbell?
Yeah. That was Glenn Campbell doing the open to that song.
Jeez, amazing.
Did you know that, or did you just guess because Glenn Campbell's so good? I mean, it makes sense. You might as well guess Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, I thought I had heard that.
I'm sure Jeff Dayton,
he would have known.
He'd known that. Yeah. Maybe that's where I heard it.
But
Kenny Rogers, 67, First Edition. And they didn't know what they were. Were they a folk band? Were they a rock band? Were they a pop band? They really kind of had an identity crisis. And then Kenny left and he went country. And then, as we like to say,
the rest is history.
1976, the Atlanta Braves in a pregame promo had 34 couples wed at home plate. And then following the game, they had championship wrestling, Georgia championship wrestling. And it was called Headlocks and Wedlocks.
Oh, I love it.
So they had the marriage at home plate, the baseball game, and then wrestling after it at Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium.
Headlocks and Wedlocks.
1976.
That is too good.
Ted Turner. He was the owner. So the that media was his mogul. Deal, yeah. 1979 in the news.
The remains of Skylab crashed to Earth at about 5:30 this evening, and a sizable proportion of them landed in Australia. The 77-ton space laboratory flew further than the Americans had hoped.
I remember that 79. We're all wondering where that thing was going to crash, and you know, we'd have to take cover, and it was over Australia. It disintegrated most of it before it landed. That was 79. Bye-bye, Skylab.
Yeah.
1985, Dr. Harlan Stone announced the practice of using zippers instead of stitches on some patients.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't like sewing, so he just, it's the old zipper. Zip them up.
Old zipper head.
I want my surgeon. I want the option. I want to check. Would you like a zipper or would you like the regular old seamstress sewing you up?
Or now
sutures.
Or staples are now an option.
Staples or glue. They even use
now. That's right.
They use glue or they just, just do the little microscopic thing with the hole.
Right.
Just a small little piercing. 1985 in baseball.
Breaking ball and that's it. Strikeout number 4,000 for Nolan Ryan.
Not a bad career for Nolan Ryan. Of course, he would go on and strike another more than 1,000 because he went over 5,000.
Over 5, yeah.
He struck out sons. That's how long he was around.
That's too good.
1988, this date Mike Tyson hired Donald Trump as an advisor. That's quite a pairing.
That is an interesting pairing.
I'm surprised Mike Tyson isn't a part of the administration.
Yeah, well, it's not
maybe
over yet.
Maybe at some point in time he will. 1989, another baseball all-star game thing here.
Does it feel a great deal different sitting here doing a television game as opposed to the days of recreating? It is different. I can't get quite used to this. Hey, that looks like it's going there, too.
Eric Donald Davis. Reagan doing a little play-by-play.
A little color with Vin Scully.
That was the 89 All-Star game at Anaheim. That's the one that Bo Jackson hit one way out to center field.
Yeah.
So Ronald Reagan, who did some play-by-play for the Cubs, but he would sit in the studio and recreate it with sound effects after he got the details of the game on teletype.
Love it.
How about that?
That would have been fun to do.
2007.
When she died this afternoon in Austin, Lady Bird Johnson was surrounded by her family, including her daughters, Linda Bird Robb, wife of former Virginia Senator Chuck Robb, and Lucy Baines Johnson, who once said, "My mother made her own unique imprint."
If you were in that family, you had to have the initials LBJ.
Yeah.
You would not be allowed in that family without the initials.
Right.
LBJ, 2007. We said goodbye to Lady Bird Johnson. In 2015, 3 years ago.
There's a massive manhunt underway right now in Mexico following the brazen prison break that freed one of the world's most notorious drug lords. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was last seen Saturday night.
El Chapo, he had a little tunnel and a motorcycle like on a rail, and he went a mile and a half, actually 1.5 kilometers away. That's like a mile from his cell to a nearby house. It was quite the plan.
Yes,
and then
it was.
Then we captured him. Then he escaped again, and I think isn't he in custody now?
Yes.
El Chapo, you really follow, you have some El Chapo trading cards, don't you? You're a big fan?
I have an El Chapo shovel,
too,
that I use when I'm messing around the yard.
Birthdays today, Myra Gail Brown. She was the wife of Jerry Lee Lewis, Jerry Lee Lewis' first cousin once removed.
The 13-year-old,
it lasted more than 10 years.
Yeah.
She is 74 today. Jeff Hanna from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yes.
Is 71. There's some Jimmys on that Jimmy Ibbotson.
And Jimmy McFadden.
Jimmy McFadden. Who's the other? Bob Carpenter.
Yep. Jeff's the one married to Matresa Berg.
Is Jeff still in the group? Because we've had some departures, but
he's still the lead singer.
Dirt band. Yeah. He is a 71. We'll play a Dirt Band song coming up. You know, when the topic of great ventriloquists come up, you're going to mention Senior Wences. You're going to mention Edgar Bergen. You're going to mention Waylon Flowers, Sherry Lewis, Terry Fader. But you know what? My list starts with Jay Johnson from Soap.
Chuck, if you're finished, I'd like to speak to Jessica alone.
Oh, sure, Mayor. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not done yet.
Well, come on, Bob.
Look, if I eat too fast, I get gas.
You don't want the dummy to get gas.
No.
You light a match and he's gone. Jay Johnson from Soap, the ventriloquist, is 69. Remember Animal House?
Oh, Larry, good. I see you've met D-Day. Good. You're having a nice time. It's good.
Good.
That's a skill right there.
That is. That's actor Bruce McGill. I'm pretty sure he's never had to pay for a drink.
I would think not. If you got that going on, just keep them coming.
D-Day from Animal House, 68 today. Bob FM brings you Disco Wednesday. Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. I'm sure you dance in your bell bottoms on a lighted dance floor to this song. It's
white bell bottoms, purple flowery shirt.
Heaven must have sent you. Bonnie actually left the Pointer Sisters before they had their big rocket success.
Uh-huh.
68 today. Leon Spinks, a 65, the boxer, gold medal winner.
Yep.
I remember him, that Sports Illustrated cover where he had no teeth.
Right.
65 today for Leon Spinks.
Muhammad Ali.
He did. He did beat an out of shape and old Muhammad Ali, right? About 78.
Yep. Dr. Evil, I want you to meet your son.
My son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott!
She was the founder of the militant wing of the Salvation Army. Have you ever gone to your local Salvation Army and accidentally opened the door, walked across the hall into the militant wing of the Salvation Army? You'd be impressed.
I'm sure I would. I haven't had that experience yet.
Mindy Sterling, who was Fau Farbissina, who actually had a relationship with Dr. Evil.
Yes.
And they had a child.
They had a love child.
Mindy Sterling is 65. She'll show up on
a show
every now and then.
Yeah, really good.
She was on a couple episodes of The Goldbergs. Remember the show Sisters?
Yes,
early 90s, Swoozy Kurtz, among others. Cela Ward was on that team. She was one of the sisters. She's 62. You know, she was also the person and the woman killed by the one-armed man.
In The Fugitive.
In The Fugitive.
Yes.
Cela Ward is 62. There would be no Bon Jovi without Richie Sambora, and he's not a Bon Jovi.
No.
He's 59.
Pretty
this
good
gal,
guitar player. Though.
Oh, he does. He can saw.
Does everybody know what time it is? That's right. Bigford Tools is proud to present Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, Debbie Dunning, she was my favorite Tool Time girl.
Yes.
You had your Pamela Anderson, but Debbie was there longer. She was Heidi on Tool Time. She's 52. We have some rappers today. They're both Lils. Lil Kim is 43 and Lil Zane.
Wow.
36.
That seems like
Hard to say, Lil.
We've reached our quota of Lils.
They're no Lil Abner.
So there won't be any in the gone but not forgotten category today.
Not today.
Former President John Quincy Adams, he was the sixth president of our United States. He was born on this day, 1767. Of course, his father, I believe, was the second president. And they were both struck out by Nolan Ryan as part of that father-son thing that you mentioned. Painter James McNeil Whistler was born on this day, 1834. He's remembered for painting his mother, Whistler's mother.
Whose mother would he paint other than his own?
Yeah, that would have to be. He wouldn't do like his mother-in-law. That wouldn't be right. Author E.B. White, did everybody read Charlotte's Web? I know I certainly did in about the third grade.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Web was penned by E.B. White, who was born on this day, 1899. Academy Award-winning actor Yul Brynner.
Slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. All that they own is mine.
Ooh.
I do not know your God, nor will I let Israel go.
No, you won't. He's tough.
He was tough.
Did he ever have hair?
No.
I think at some point in time, Yul Brynner did have hair.
I've never seen him with it.
No.
He was in the original Magnificent Seven, of course.
He was good in that.
A great Western, and then The King and I, many, many others. Yul Brynner, and then he did those posthumously. They were released, the anti-smoking ads. They were very
He was talking
powerful.
From the grave, pretty
yes,
much.
Yes, he had died of lung cancer. Yul Brynner was born on this day, 1920. Great actor, Gene Evans, born on this day, 1922. You've undoubtedly seen him in many, many shows. He was in everything. Red hair, scruffy beard. Great actor. In 10 episodes of Gunsmoke, you can check all 10 of them out. Jean Evans, born in the state 1922. She was a regular featured panelist on The Match Game, Brett Summers.
You're getting married this afternoon.
I can't get, I don't know what to say.
Come on, say what's in your heart. No more alimony.
There she is on The Odd Couple.
Yes.
She was actually in real life married to Jack Klugman.
Right. Brett Summers. Was born on this day in 1924, and we just announced his passing. Was it yesterday or the day before?
He died two days ago, and we announced it yesterday here on Bob.
It was an almanac salute to Tab Hunter.
The Tab Hunter Show.
He had his own program.
I hope.
Starring Tab Hunter.
I hope it's starring Tab Hunter.
Yeah, if it's a Tab Hunter, show. It should star Tab Hunter.
We need more people named after keys on the keyboard.
I thought it was named
tab,
after the soda.
Caps lock, shift, control, tab, delete, backspace, Hunter. I mean, it would be perfect.
Give me a tab.
Do they still make tab? That stuff's awful.
That stuff was terrible.
That was the worst diet soda ever. Even worse than Diet Right.
Yes. My sister Jo drank that stuff all the time. Tab. It was terrible.
Here we go.
Tab Hunter, 1931. Gone, but not forgotten.
Here we go with an almanac quiz. Right. The John Conley tickets for St. Cloud's Paramount Theater tomorrow, 7 o'clock show. You're going to the early offering.
Yeah, I'm going to the 1:30.
Tomorrow. So have fun with that. That'll be good. I'm sure. Say hi to John Conley. That was a great interview you did with him.
Thank you.
Just so down to earth.
What a great guy.
Just a great guy to chat with. And so you can go and see John Conley and his litany of hits coming up tomorrow if you answer this question. We mentioned we had a couple of rappers on our birthday list today. They were both Lils. Give me just one of those rappers. Lil what? One was 43. One was 36. One was Lil blank. The other was Lil blank.
I got him.
763-450-0100.
We'll send it to John Conley.
And we have two pairs.
Nice.
So the first two callers with the correct answer will win. 763-450-0100. Happy birthday, Jeff Hanna, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Here's a Dirt Band song for you. Bob FM.